The Moose Jaw Warriors might not have had the greatest of luck through the Western Hockey League preseason, but if there's any team in the league that can look to brighter days ahead, they're most definitely it. The Warriors dropped a 4-0 decision to the Brandon Wheat Kings in Brandon on Saturday night, capping their WHL exhibition schedule with a 1-3 record. But that all comes with a huge caveat, as Moose Jaw dressed a total of 9 rookies, including all but 2 of their defense men, as the vast majority of their experienced veterans are currently skating in National Hockey League rookie tournaments. That includes Max Wanner, Edmonton, Cole Jordan, Calgary, Martin Rysavy, Columbus, Denton Matichuk, Columbus, Jagger Furkus, Seattle, Atlee Calvert, Buffalo, and Eric Aleri, Los Angeles. The team was also without Robert Bacco, who served the third game of a 5-game suspension for a checking from behind major in the preseason opener against Swift Current. Brandon's Nolan Ritchie opened scoring 2-12 into the contest and the Wheat Kings took a 1-0 lead into the second period. There, Roger McQueen and Easton Mannix extended Brandon's edge to 3-0 before Ritchie scored 23 seconds into the third to wrap up the offense in the game. Calder Anderson, who played 3 seasons in Moose Jaw before being traded to his hometown team in the offseason, had 2 assists. Nate Danielson had a pair of assists for the Wheat Kings after scoring twice in Moose Jaw's 4-3 win 24 hours earlier. Jackson Unger got the start in goal for the Warriors and turned aside 39 shots, while Carson Bjarnason had 14 saves in 29.02 of work and Nicholas Jones 12 saves in 30-58 of playing time. Now, the Warriors turn their eyes to just under a week from now as the WHL season kicks off in earnest. Moose Jaw opens their 2022-23 campaign on Friday night against their arch-rival Regina Pats before hosting Regina in their home opener on Saturday. Game time is 7 p.m. at the Moose Jaw Event Center.